T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We've got the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, John Reed, joining us an hour from now. Looking forward to that. And this story out of Loudoun County, gang, this is a biggie. And you are not missing any context or subtext. It is what it is. It is as straightforward as it gets. A girl taking pictures, videotaping naked boys in the boys' locker room, and the boys are punished, suspended for 10 days because they said there's something wrong with this. They had the nerve to say, we don't feel that we should be exposed in that way. If you are taking video, taking photos of a naked child, that's what this amounts to, you get some serious problems. That's a legal issue. That's a law enforcement issue. Now, it's Loudoun County. I don't know why at this point the sheriff up there, Mike Chapman, hasn't done something about it. Mike Chapman is like the one remaining sane human being in elected office in Loudoun County. And I would hope that he's looking into this. I don't know that he is, but I would certainly hope so. And if he's not going to do anything about it, shouldn't the boys, well, the boys are underage. Can they do anything? Is it left to their parents? I guess it'd be left to their parents and maybe their legal counsel to pursue some sort of criminal action. But you and I both know, if you got to go through the Commonwealth's attorney, who is the CA in Loudoun now? Didn't we get a new one? Or didn't they get a new one the last time out? Like, they had a crazy one. I think the crazy one actually might have lost. I don't recall. But maybe this is a situation for Jason Meares to step in. Maybe it's a situation for the Virginia State Police to step in. Because this is wrong. It's just that simple. I just don't believe that we should allow our children to be abused. And that's what this is. It's abusive behavior. And for the schools to punish the boys for complaining, my God, where are we as a society? And where are we going as a society? This is where it does get political. Because the Democrats running for office, Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones, are in favor of that girl taking video and photos of those boys. That's their policy, not mine, not yours, but that's their policy. They think there are no differences between boys and girls. I've lived my whole life relishing the fact that there were differences between boys and girls. Most of us, well, certainly guys, we were well aware of the differences. This is absurdity. Pure, plain, and simple. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. For 4 years, we were lectured by that incompetent nincompoop who was occupying the Oval Office.
Well, you know, you'd be anything you want. You know, my dad told me when I was in Scranton growing up in Wilmington, Delaware, that if you were a boy today and you were a girl tomorrow, you were going to be a truck driver on Saturday and my legs are hairy. It's like, oh, shut the hell up.
But what did he do? He kept pimping this idea. He had the dude from Pennsylvania who dressed up like a woman. They pretended that that guy was a gal. Remember that? Richard Levine? Yeah. Who then decided, well, I'm really Rachel Levine. Well, I'll tell you what. If that's your situation and you're a medical doctor, I'll tell you where I'm not going for care. Not a chance. And I'm not taking my kids to you for care either. But he wore a skirt. And so they decided he was the first ever female admiral of, what, the Public Health Service? What an insult to the actual women in that profession. But there you go. But we're now at a point we don't have to go along with this. President Trump has said, no, it's just nonsense. This whole campaign in Virginia, by the way, is common sense versus nonsense. Doesn't get any plainer. It is common sense versus nonsense. Boys are boys, girls are girls. Doesn't mean I hate you. In fact, just the opposite. I'm very happy to tell you that I care about you. But I'm not going to go along with your delusion. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to play make-believe. I'm a little too old for that. Let me take a look at some of the stuff coming in here. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line. Now, I would like to know, by the way, why the third boy who complained is no longer being suspended. Anybody want to venture a guess? Because the two boys that are being suspended for 10 days are apparently Christian. And the third boy, I'm told, who complained is Muslim. Now, I don't think that ought to be an issue one way or the other. But it's become an issue because the Loudoun County Public Schools, so determined to engage in intersectionality bullcrap, apparently have decided that the suspension of the Muslim boy is rolled back. He's not going to be suspended. But the two Christian boys are. Again, an example of how twisted the woke folk are. It's craziness. Anyway, let me get back here to the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Oscar in the 757 says, Jeff, so if a transgender dressing room is available to the transgender folks, then the two boys are allowed to video the changing of clothes there as she did to them in the boys' locker room. Is that correct? God, I hope not. I hope not. I don't want anybody being videotaped in the locker room. It's inappropriate any way you slice it. Let's see here. Dave says, hey, Jeff, reference to the Loudoun County situation and that girl recording a juvenile in undress, that is manufacturing child pornography, period. The parents...
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Need to get a police record, get their own detention order. We all know if the roles were reversed, the males would already have been charged. You know, that's a good point. Let's say it was two guys, or one guy, who claimed he was a girl, and he's in the girls' locker room, and he's videotaping three girls in various stages of undress. How long you think it would take the sheriff's office to go and slap the cuffs on him, and I don't care if he's wearing a skirt or not? Ann says, Jeff, Dana Losh was discussing the Loudoun County mess before you came on. She also said originally three boys were charged, one who was Islamic. He was released, and the charges of the two remaining boys, both Christians, were increased. So there's religious persecution thrown in as well. Yeah, there's a lot going on. All right, more of you on the James River Air text line. Please always feel free to give us a text, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.